I don't know where to begin, except I'm completely in heaven right now.
Wendy, Grant Mulvey is in trouble because I may have a new best friend. Quan Choi is here. Quan is the owner and operator of Menchie's in Schaumburg. And he has brought something that you and I discussed. Was it about a month ago?
We were on the stream on WGN Extra between noon and one, and we'll be there again today. And we started talking about a Dole Whip. And, you know, it's not fair. We can't get one unless we're in Disney. Well, it turns out that Menchie's Frozen Yogurt in Schaumburg on Roselle Road, this is the Dole Whip, Quan. Is it not the real deal?
It's a Dole Whip. It's an actual Dole Whip.
It's the exact same thing that if we were in Disney World or Disneyland.
Exactly.
And we had just been
at the Dole Plantation in Hawaii.
Or the Dole Plantation in Hawaii.
God.
If we had just been in the Enchanted Tiki Room at Disney and we wanted a pineapple Dole Whip, this is what we would be having, the same thing that you have in your store.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
How did this happen, though?
It's a miracle.
We were told it was only in near the Tiki Room. So Dole said okay, Mickey said it was okay. How does this happen?
Well, I guess Menchie's headquarters, you know, came to agreement with Dole to serve the Dole pineapple, which was the first Dole flavor we have. We have a few more nowadays, but then 4 years, about 4 or 5 years ago, we started doing the Dole floats.
How did we not know of this?
Yeah, it became like a cult following.
I didn't want you to know, Wendy.
You were hogging it all for yourself, Mickey?
It's mine, not yours.
Well, now you have to share.
I'm telling you, when I was a kid, now Wendy's story and mine are the exact opposite. She's been to Disney and never had one. I've never taken a trip to Disneyland or Disney World where this wasn't a big part of my trip. I love
my last trip, like 3 or 4 years ago, I had one and realized what I had been missing my whole life. How many of these do you eat a day? Be honest.
In the beginning, it was almost daily. It's a meal replacement.
Oh, I love it.
I put pineapples or, you know, and a cherry
vitamin
on top.
C, it's good for you.
All right, I'm embarrassed to say that we did not know that Menchie's Frozen Yogurt in Schaumburg had these. Do every Menchie's have these?
Yeah, every Menchie has a ability to get it in. It's like it's all part of a rotation.
Yeah.
We have Menchie's, we have so many different flavors.
Yeah.
In my store, I always dedicate a machine to dairy-free, so that's where the dough goes in.
And the difference between the dairy-free version and the dairy-filled version is what?
There's no dairy.
I know there's no dairy, but
yeah, there's no
can
dairy
you
in
tell
the dough.
Can you taste it and know the difference?
There isn't dairy version of the dough.
Oh, there isn't.
No.
Huh.
I know it seems
it
like,
it. Like there would be
sorbet. Yeah, it's creamy.
How are you pulling that off? What's in there that's creating that?
It's a Menchie secret.
Oh, all right. That's fine. I don't want trouble.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. This is the worst interview I've ever done because all I'm doing is eating my Dole Whip. Yes.
So good. So good. You have this year round, not just in the summertime?
Correct.
Yeah.
How did we not know of this?
I don't know.
We were born and bred here. I grew up in Brookfield, you in Oak Forest. I mean, we're here. How do we not know this? And we need to get the word out there. Can you go to Menchie's.com and check the location nearest you and call and see if they have it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So.
All right. So the original Dole Whip sorbets were pineapple, correct?
Correct.
And it's just a sorbet. And then I have a float, so that's what I get in Disney as well.
Yeah.
You just pour Dole pineapple juice over this and make
it makes it like a smoothie consistency.
So good. Help me with this.
Sure.
Pineapple came first, then they did orange, and I'm trying to think if on Disney they do other flavors. It might just be orange and pineapple. It might be.
I thought it was just pineapple.
No, there's orange in Adventureland.
Yeah, I think they just came out a few years ago at Disney to serve the orange. I'm not sure exactly, but
They make bananas too. Is there a banana one?
Well, they added, there's four flavors that they added this year for some reason. I'm not sure what they are, but I know they made a bit. There was a huge press release about a month or so ago. That's why we found you guys, because we did the press release of the four new flavors, and then Wendy Googled to see if there were anywhere near, and your name came up.
Yeah, last year we introduced the two new flavors, the Dole Lemon and the Dole Lime at Menchie's, and it was actually feature for a month at all the Menchie stores. So
I'm just thinking if I put a little vodka in here, this would really be good on a weekend if you're 21 and over.
Right.
Rum.
Quan, are you allowed
rum
to comment?
Rum would
you are allowed to comment
better
on that.
Actually, all right, that's a good one.
Why would that work better? Just so it would blend with the tropical flavor a little bit better?
Exactly.
Yeah?
Exactly.
But you've never done that in the store ever?
No, never at the store. Never at the store.
But right outside the store.
What's the history
at
of
home
Menchie's?
In my backyard.
When did Menchie's even get started?
2005.
God, I've never even heard of it.
The founders, Adam and Dana Caldwell, were boyfriend and girlfriend at the time. And then they loved going to frozen yogurt shops. And he used to call her a mensch, which is a Yiddish term for a good person.
Right.
And then as they developed their branding and things like that, it became Menchies.
Yeah.
And then, I love it.
Yeah, there's a...
They also own Nudges. Which is for people who complain.
Yeah. I own that one.
That's right. When he's a CEO of Nudges. And you guys, you opened your store how long ago?
March 2013. So we're in our seventh year of business.
Congratulations.
Now. Congratulations. Thank you.
Did you have a history in this sort of thing? Were you a restaurateur prior
to
this?
No, I used to design flight deck controls for aircraft.
I could see the connection.
Yeah, it seemed a natural line of progression.
Exactly, from flight to froyo.
Wait, Quan, so what was going on that you thought, I got to take a gamble in this after doing what you did prior? What happened there?
I just wanted to get out of the corporate world.
Yeah?
And, you know,
this
we
is way more fun.
Kind of young at that time still, so we're like, hey, let's take the risk, and you know, you never know until you do it.
This is a lot
true.
More fun.
And if you don't do it, you're going to have regrets like, what if?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. I'm glad it's worked out. His name is Quan Choi. He's a franchise owner at Menchie's Frozen Yogurt in Schaumburg. Now, aside from the pineapple Dole Whip, which I am having, you brought in a lime and vanilla combo. You like the lime.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. And I brought some frozen yogurt cookie sandwiches that you guys could
Froyo cookies.
And then I made you guys a special cake. We do Froyo cakes in-store. We make them by hand in-store.
Mm.
And people can order these because the WGN logo's on it in our names, although I'm going to eat yours.
That's fine. Right.
I just wanted to have my name on it.
I tried to get a picture of you guys to put on there, but...
Oh, that would have been scary.
We don't... For some reason, Wendy and I don't translate to frozen yogurt. No one knows why.
We look better when it melts a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So people listening can stop in and get a personalized... What's in that cake?
This one here is a vanilla cake base with a layer of chocolate froyo, chopped Oreos in the middle, and then a layer of vanilla froyo. And people could just customize it with any flavors they want, any combination. And I've seen some weird combinations, but they claim they loved it.
What's the weirdest combination you saw?
Where it's like a sorbet and like a Nutella or something like that. You know,
a little challenging.
Yeah, a little challenging.
Just a little challenging.
You know, the kids get a kick out of it because they like creating their own cake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Know? I've heard people say that to own an ice cream store or a store that sells frozen yogurt in Chicago can be difficult for about half of the year. Do you find that to be true, or are you solid all year round?
My store is open all year round. I think all of Menchie's are open all year round. And we get our loyalists. When we hit the polar vortex, we were closed for... said that 1 or 2 days, and
it was bad.
When I came back that following day on an answering machine, there were so many, are you guys open, you know, so people have cabin fever.
And, yeah,
you know, froyo is not really like ice cream, you know, so
I people, like frozen yogurt a lot. Is it healthier for you? Is it less calories than ice cream?
It's either low fat or non-fat, half the sugar of ice cream. And with Menchie's, we have our own private label.
You do
yogurt, and we have our own California dairy with smiley cows, we like to call them, with a RBSC-free, free-ranging. Yeah.
What's with people putting gummy bears in their frozen yogurt? That doesn't belong in frozen yogurt.
That's like one of our most popular types.
Gummy bears is? Yeah. Really?
It does get hard a little bit.
With
but,
kids, though, right? An adult
both.
Would never do it. Yeah. Interesting.
I've seen grandparents put it on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess it makes them become a kid again. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's the nice thing about Menchie's. Our mission is we want to make you smile. So.
Quan, that's a very positive way of looking. I would yell at people if they did that. If it was my store. Hey, what's wrong with you? Get the gummy bears out of there.
This is really... So the Dole Whip is available year-round. This isn't just... At your store pretty much all the time. At other locations, you need to call and find out if
Correct.
They have it.
Yeah. So my store, I put it 1 to 2 weeks a month year-round. So,
my God.
Just call ahead and make sure it's in there. And we get a lot of calls for it. We get families driving from Rockford, you know, on the weekends.
Oh, I can see that.
Load
I could definitely
van.
See that.
I don't need
that.
To go to Disney anymore.
No,
I just
it's right
tell
there.
Schaumburg.
Wendy's going to ask you to dress up like a pirate and a president and stuff like that for the full Disney experience.
And the funny thing, my nickname is Mickey growing up.
So. Oh, it was? Wow.
Wow, it's come did that full pay off. Circle.
Exactly.
That's so paid off. Yeah. And you guys rotate the flavors every week or every month or what?
Could be daily. Yogurt's a good bacteria, and we need to keep it that way.
What are the standby, I can't get rid of this flavor, people will get mad at me?
Cake batter,
yeah,
which I brought outside.
Yeah.
Chocolate vanilla and our original tart. So.
Oh. Oh.
Yep, those four are almost always good. There. Yeah.
Your original tart?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's like a base yogurt flavor. It's really good with like fruit and granola.
All right, that sounds good.
It's so funny how flavors that didn't exist, like when Wendy and I are probably a little bit older than you, but there are flavors like nobody had cake batter flavored ice cream or frozen yogurt, and now it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, yeah. Yeah, you have to try. You have to grab a cup out there before it all goes away.
All right, if anyone's listening right now, you can go to Menchie's.com and find the location nearest you and call and make sure they have the Dole Whip set up. Or you can just stop by the Menchie's Frozen Yogurt in Schaumburg. It's on Roselle Road. It's in a mini mall, a little strip mall.
Yeah, it's next to the Schaumburg Library. With the pond, there's concerts in the back around the pond. Plays.
God, go Starting get a Dole Whip.
And sounds like heaven.
Menchie's.com is where to go. His name is Quan Choi, franchise owner. Thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Yeah, and we'll always post our flavors on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Menchie's Schaumburg Town Square.
Thank you, Quan. Can you come back tomorrow?
Of course.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
You have my number now.
All right. Come by every day.
Thank you.
All right. A little break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.